This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to resist your insatiable desire to be right. I have personally found that the only way to give up the desire to be right is to embrace the desire to be right with God. When I turn to the scriptures, I recall the heated exchange between Moses and a group of Levites. The Levites were frustrated because they were not in the promised land yet, and they didn't feel as though Moses was leading them in the right way. They looked at their current life in the wilderness and thought they would have been far better off in Egypt. At one point, there was a confrontation between the Levites and Moses. Moses was insulted because he was receiving his instructions directly from God. In his mind, he was doing the very best he could in that moment. Yet the Levites didn't trust him to lead. The amazing thing is that in the middle of this heated exchange, Moses fell to the ground and began to pray for the Levites. This really caught my attention because when I think about how divided our country has become, including all the political dialogue and bitter exchanges back and forth, I realize just how difficult yet important Moses' actions are for us today. Do you sometimes struggle with trying to curb your desire to be right? I have also found that the desire to be perfect is akin to always wanting to be right. Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel as I share my struggle and lessons learned in this area too. But before you do, remember these words, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control, 2 Timothy 1:7. So today, stay right with God.